Well, praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast today. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. I want to thank you for tuning in today, and I want to encourage you to get your Bible, get a notepad, get a pen, call a friend, call a neighbor, let them know we're getting ready to study the Word of God. We're getting ready to take you into a message entitled Holiness Unto the Lord. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, the Bible says, it is the pure in heart that shall see God. In the book of Psalms, the scriptures say, who shall abide in his holy hill, and who shall dwell in the hill of the Lord? He that has clean hand and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity. So I'm going to take you into the Word of God today and prove that we're going to have to be walking holy when the trumpet blow. And if you are born again, you're well able to walk in holiness and do the will of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17 and verse 18. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God. The Bible said, in God there is no darkness at all. So we know that in God there's no darkness, there's no sin, there is no sin nature. So when we are born again, we are born in righteousness and true holiness, according to Ephesians chapter 4. So we can walk exactly like Jesus walked. According to 1 John chapter 2, verse 6, it says, whosoever saith he abideth in him ought himself to walk even as he walked. I want to look at Ezekiel chapter 36. I want to begin reading at verse 24, and I want to go down to verse 27. And I want to prove to you by the scriptures that when you're born again, you are able to do the word of God. And anybody that said they can't do the word of God and they can't walk holy before the Lord, you need to question your born again experience, because the Bible said we're born in righteousness and true holiness. Listen to Ezekiel chapter 36 and verse 24. It says, for I will take you from among the heathens and gather you out of all the countries and will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all your filthiness. Notice, when we're born again, and this is a description of the born again experience, when we are born again, we're cleansed from all filthiness. He said, I'm going to cleanse you from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. Look at verse 26. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Chapter 36, verse 27. And listen to it closely. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to do my statutes, to walk in them and keep my judgments and do them. I want to read that again, and I want you to listen closely, because this is what the Bible says every born again person can do. It says, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. So when you're born again, you are able to do the word of God. Now in the book of James, chapter 1, beginning at verse 21, all the way to the last verse, the Bible said, be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. If we say we cannot do the word, and if we say we cannot walk holy before the Lord, then what we are doing is deceiving ourselves. Galatians chapter 5, verse 16 is very clear. It says, this I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. He named 17 different lusts of the flesh. And at the end of the 17th one, here's what he said, and like of the which. The Bible trying to tell us that if we walk in the spirit, we won't do any of those things that was mentioned and nothing like it. It seems to me that we need to find out how to walk in the spirit, because if we walk in the spirit, we're going to live a righteous life before the Lord. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. So for any message that's coming forth in the 21st 21st century that tell us that we can't live this way, you know the Bible just going to have to say that that message is a lie. I want you to look at Luke chapter 1, and I want to begin reading at verse 73. And I want to show you what the Word of God says to all born-again people. And starting at verse 73, it says, "The oath which he sware unto our father Abraham, that he would grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear," watch this, "in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life." Now, either we're going to believe the scriptures or we're going to believe our doctrines. There are doctrines in the church that said no such thing as sinless perfection. There are doctrines in the church that says nobody's perfect. There's doctrines in the church that say we all going to sin because we are human and nobody can stop sinning. Nobody can live without sin. And if you, and when you sin, just don't let it rule, reign, or dominate. Saints, let me share something with you. Those messages came from the mind of men and they was inspired by demons. I want you to know that the Bible said, "Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord." So when the trumpet blow, every believer have to be walking in holiness. Get a confirmation that all believers going to have to be walking in holiness when the Lord return. Amen. And if the Lord return and we're not walking in holiness, then someone going to have to answer to God. 2 Peter chapter 3, begin at verse 11, go down to verse 14. It says we have to be blameless when the Lord returns. So I want to encourage you to be ready by walking in holiness. Let's go now into the message entitled "Holiness Unto the Lord." God bless you.
She's an awesome woman of God. Amen. And my wife is the definition of submission. And she's also the definition of loving God. Amen. Give her another hand. I love you. Good morning, saints.
Good morning.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
Amen. First, I want to honor the Lord Jesus Christ, the head of my life, who I love, serve with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. To Apostle Ville, the angel of this house, the first lady here. To Evangelist Ruth, who is a good friend of mine. I just love her. She's just so for real. Amen. She love on you and correct you, too. Amen. To all of the ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. To my sons in the ministry all the way from Houston, Texas, give the Lord a good hand for them. Come on, give the Lord a good hand. God has blessed me to raise up a lot of ministers, and I thank God I got some Timothys, because all of them haven't been Timothys. That's just a fact. But I still love them all, amen?
Yes,
Pastor Markham, he's now pastoring. We'll be with him on next week in Houston, Texas. Pastor Markham, stand up. Amen. Pastor Robert Avery, you stand up. Hallelujah. Those are his sons on the front row. They are true sons in the ministry. I mean true sons in the ministry. Pastor Christmas is here, and Sister Ava, stand up, Pastor Christmas. He is my bishop of the airwaves. We're on several radio stations and preaching the word God has given us, and they listen and pay attention to everything that's out there. Thank you. Glory to God. To Someone Cares Ministry, stand up. I love you guys. Thank y'all for coming. Amen. Thank all of you. Amen. Praise God. A father told me to do this, but as I got off my knees, the Heavenly Father spoke to me and told me to do what I'm about to do. And then when I got here, the Holy Spirit orchestrated it. And I want to read something to you now. My assignment this morning is to preach on the holiness of believers, Hebrews 12, verse 14. And that's what I'm going to do. But I want to show you why this message is important to the Heavenly Father. Okay? Now, I'm not going to call any names, but these are facts. Okay, word for word facts. And they can be verified. Okay, January the 7th. 7, 2016, a worldwide preacher said that under grace and the new covenant, you are dead to sin and there is no more punishment for sin. He said there is no more penalty for sin. And he said, if you feel any condemnation when you sin, just shake it off. It's the devil, and just say, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. These are facts. Okay? And I got a whole folder full of the Holy Spirit. Just my ministry is my ministry. The Holy Spirit told me to do what I'm doing. I'm not going to attach any names this morning. Most folks know I will attach names, and God called me to do that. Okay, but I'm not going to do it this morning. October the 12th, 2015, another worldwide preacher said these words, we all will sin, and we all are going to sin because we are human, but don't make it a lifestyle. Don't let it rule, reign, or dominate you. That's a doctrine in the church. And it's been in the church for several decades. Worldwide preacher just recently, October the 12th, 2015, just stated that. Teaching it as a doctrine to the church. All right, 6 months ago or so, I went online and I found another worldwide preacher. I don't be looking for these things. The Holy Spirit brings them to my attention. And I, you know, this can be verified. Went online, another worldwide preacher. He was preaching and he said, he was preaching on justification by faith. And he said, when we lie, he stopped and he said, notice I said when, I didn't say if. He said, when we as Christians lie, are we still justified? He said, yes. That's justification by faith. There's a major doctrine in the church that says when you sin, you are still righteous. And God got true defenders of the faith saying that ain't the Bible. And we ain't gonna bow. Hallelujah. There's a preacher right here in this city, January the 1st, 2015, stated this. All over the city of Baton Rouge, the radio, I'm on live, I'm on several different stations, and the preacher, I ain't gonna tell you that because I ain't gonna let the cat out of the bag. But January the 1st, 2015, this preacher said that when Jesus come back, he not coming back to judge sin. We are righteous, even when we sin. Abraham, our father, sinned. You want me to tell you what he did? He committed adultery, and he gone to heaven. I am not misquoting anybody. And that's why this holiness message is important to the Father.
Come on.
The devil is a liar.
That's right.
And the truth is not in you. If you sin, you are not righteous.
That's right.
And I got too much Bible proof.
Come on.
That's right.
Glory. Hebrews 12, verse 14. Follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Now, I don't think the church really believed this, and we make up doctrines to cover sin and make excuses. And for any Christian or any preacher to say this message is too hard, that person ain't saved. Now, that's a fact. I can go to Ezekiel 36, verse 24 through 27. It simply says, in fact, let me read that. We ain't got nothing but Bible. For I will take you from among the heathens and gather you out of all the countries, and I will bring you into your own land. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all, every bit of it, every lasting bit of it, no sin nature, all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit I will put within you. And you will, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Now watch this. This is the new birth being described. And in 2 Corinthians 5:17, it says, now if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things passed away. Behold, all things become new. And I ain't got nothing but the Bible. And if somebody don't believe a person can live with no sin at all in his mind, in his emotions, in his life, then you don't believe the scriptures.
That's right.
Let's just face it.
This Bible said that when you born again, now look at the last verse, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes and keep my judgments and do them. The Bible said when you're born again, you can do God's word. Now if this is a problem to the church world, if this is too hard, you got to ask yourself a question. Am I really born again? But this Bible said when you're born again, this ain't hard. Jesus said my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Somebody lying. And it ain't Jesus.
Go ahead.
The way of the transgressor is hard. I'm all off my message. Holiness. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. 2 Peter 1, verse 20, the Bible said the word of God is of no private interpretation. You cannot give a private interpretation to nothing in this book. None of us have a right. If I say the Bible said something, show me two or three scriptures to prove that's what it's saying. Otherwise, I'm telling you what I say the Bible said. This Bible said, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Let me quote some other scriptures. John 10:35. The Bible said the scriptures can't be broken. You can't break it. That's what the book says. Now, how we come up with something out of our mind different? Bible said these scriptures can't be broken. Matthew 5:8 says, blessed are the pure in heart. They shall see God. If everybody going to see God, why did he say, blessed are the pure in heart? They going to see God. If he going to let somebody impure see him, then why is that in them? Psalms 24:3. Who shall us? I'm just giving you scriptures to validate Hebrews 12:14. Who shall ascend in the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, he and have not sworn deceitfully. Now, I've given you three scriptures to validate Hebrews 12:14. And Hebrews 12:14 said, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. If you got sin in your life, when that trumpet blow, you will not see God.
Go ahead. My God.
I don't care what Dr. So-and-so say. I don't care what Reverend So-and-so say. A Reverend Scripture say. My testimony, I've gone on 37 years. I've lived for God. Several of those years I struggled. And God began to show me why I was struggling. It was the doctrine I had been taught. Nobody's perfect. All of us go sin. We're human. Some of the same things I just talked to you. I used to walk in that. And I used to teach that. Okay, nobody's perfect. We all gonna sin, just don't let it dominate you. Just don't let it rule. You know what that dumb doctrine said? You can sin a little, don't sin a lot.
That's what it says.
Come on now, let's get for real, church. Let's get for real and let's deal with things like we should deal with things. And all these preachers saying that you're a righteous person when you sin, and show me that in the Bible. Now I'm talking in the atmosphere now. I'm not fooling with nobody. And if this is hard, my question is, are you born again?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I haven't preached nothing but the Bible. And I'm walking in what I'm preaching. It seems to me that if somebody come out with a message like this and got a testimony that he's living in and got fruit to prove it, it seems to me if you love God, you'll run and try to find out how did he do it.
Amen.
Opposed to trying to disprove it.
Come on now.
That says, that shows your spiritual location.
Yeah. That's right. That's up.
God told me that the last several decades, the wolves have discipled the church. I can go to the scripture and show you that 70 to 80% of what has stood in the pulpit over the last several decades have been off course with God. Some of them started out right, but they got off course. Some of them was wolves that Paul prophesied that was coming in the church, and they have discipled the church for the last several decades, and now there's a voice, there's something in the body of Christ that said, don't call no names, don't disturb them. I'm calling names, I'm disturbing that devil.
Go ahead, Paul.
Two holy claps, and that's all right. Heaven stands behind me.
Come on.
No, I ain't gonna keep silent.
No, go ahead.
You do what you call to do, I'm going to do what I'm called to do.
Amen.
7 years I struggled. It was these false doctrines. I realized, and God began to teach me, every born-again person, when you save, you got Ephesians 4, verse 20, said we're born in righteousness and true holiness. 1 Peter 2 and 2 says, now grow thereby. The problem is, when we got born again, we had leaders. Thank God some of them was good just teaching what they was taught, but we had leaders that taught us you're going to sin. You're righteous when you sin. And then what we did is we grew thereby according to those false doctrines. But the truth of the matter is, every child of God born with God's nature, born with God's DNA, and you're born in righteousness and true holiness. Why in the world, if you're born in righteousness and true holiness, you can't maintain it? False doctrines. And God looking for true preachers now that's going to call out the prophets of Baal and say, you're a liar and the truth ain't in you. And I don't care how many members in your church. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care what your name is. It don't matter whether you like me or hate me. I'm going all the way with Jesus.
Go ahead.
Okay, here's a confirming verse. All right, I ain't got nothing but the Bible. If you don't believe this message, and if this you think this too hard, you better question your born-again experience.
Amen.
Now, people can be born again and get away from the born-again touch, and you get entangled again with the yoke of bondage, and it seems hard. But it's hard because you're entangled. Don't lie on the truth.
Amen.
Romans 3, verse 3 and 4, the Bible said, let every man be a liar, and let God be true.
Yeah.
A man can be born again and his thoughts can be pure. His emotions can be pure. He can never sin again. First Peter 4. I ain't got nothing but the Bible. We said we preachers. We said we love the Bible. We said we saints. First Peter 4 verse 1 and verse 2. The Bible said he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. You can cease from sin. And you can live a life and never sin again. Verse 2 said, you can cease from sin and live the rest of your life doing the will of God and not after the flesh.
Come on, Jesus.
Now what preacher got the audacity to get up and say this is too hard for God's people? You need to sit down.
Oh God.
Scripture definition of holiness. Where am I? Okay. Let me give you a scripture definition of holiness, because we come up with, well, I ain't perfect. It's his perfection. It's his righteousness. Part of that's true, because we can't be righteous in and of ourselves. He the one make us righteous. But now Jesus saved. Now, where are the doctors and the lawyers of this 21st century that are going to preach against Jesus? Jesus said.
What did he say? Though?
Here's what he said. Thank you, preacher. He said, now I done made you righteous. But he said, Matthew chapter 5, start at verse 16, go down to verse 20. He said, now accept your righteousness. Now that I made you righteous. Now, see, the Bible said, now, we've been made God's workmanship, created unto good works, which God before ordained that we should walk in them. So where's all this stuff that we ain't got to do nothing? Bible said, I done made you righteous. Now, except your, Jesus talking now, I'm just about my people, and I ain't got no respected person. Let the church empty 20 times. I ain't trying to build no church. I'm building disciples.
Thank you, Lord.
When a preacher want to build membership and cover some seats, you're going to lower this standard.
Come on.
This ain't all right. Jesus said, except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, you shall in no case enter the kingdom. That sounds like Hebrews 12, verse 14. Without holiness, no man gonna see him. I think we better believe these scriptures.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody, where's the leeway? John 10, 35. These scriptures can't be broken. You know what a leeway is? The days of your life. The Bible said It's of the Lord's mercies that we'll not consume, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. When I was slipping and sliding with them false doctrines and I couldn't get it right, I was waking up and God said, you woke up. If you wake up, you got another chance. It was not grace that kept me. That grace message is a lie.
Go ahead, preacher.
It was mercy.
Amen.
And then I started realizing that that makes no difference what I did yesterday. If I'm breathing, I got another chance. And I lived like that several years, and then it dawned on me, wait a minute. I better get it right and keep it right, because I ain't promised tomorrow. The church better wake up and realize his mercy kept you.
Yes.
Stop using God's grace. That's a lying message in the body of Christ.
God.
Talk about it.
Go ahead.
Preach, preach.
Come on.
Sit it right.
Let me define holiness from the scriptures. Go and get your Webster. Go and get your Greek and Hebrew. Let me give you the scriptures.
Come on.
We better come back to these scriptures, because we explaining away the scriptures. And coming up with all these doctrines that God gonna kick some of us out of church. Why you preach like this? The zeal of his house has eaten me up.
Come on.
I ain't got no issue with nobody. I ain't mad at no preacher. I'm mad at that devil.
I hear you.
And I'm calling him out. And if you're a real man or woman of God, let's stand together and call that devil out. He done deciphered the church for the last several decades.
Yes, Jesus. Help him, God.
That's right.
Help him, God.
Here's what the Bible says holiness is. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15. But as he which has called you is holy.
Yeah.
Okay, as he. You know God's holy. Ain't no sin in it.
Right.
Okay? As he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy. That don't look like, well, it's not my righteousness, it's his righteousness. No, if he made you righteous, your righteousness better look like him. We're coming up with fake definitions, excuses, things. He said, "He as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy." Watch this, if you didn't get that in all manner of conversation.
Oh.
Why can't nobody live like this is visited in the Bible? If we don't believe these scriptures, shut the Bible. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Let me go on to another scripture, 1 John 3:1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. Now, here's what we miss. Everyone that had this hope, the coming of the Lord, and to be like him, purify himself. Now, maybe he gonna tell you how you purify yourself. It's right here in the scripture. Everyone that has this hope, purify himself. Even as he's pure. You can't come up with God just don't let it rule or reign or dominate. Those preachers lie. Those wolves. Now, if you're not a wolf, you shouldn't be mad at me for uncovering wolves.
Come on.
Well, praise the Lord. We're just about out of time. That's it for today. I thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to go to our website for more free teaching at www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. To call us, you can call at 225-272-6647. That's 225-272-6647. Apostle Lewis said, we love you. Thank God for you. See you on the
someone
next broadcast.
Cares for you. Someone cares for you. Someone cares for you. His name is Jesus.